The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
WA copped a lashing last night with emergency services receiving 80 calls for help in 24 hours, as Matt Tinney just mentioned. On the line now is James Ashley. He's a duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology. James, a very hairy night for some of us, but what's the forecast for the next couple of days?
G'day, Jenna. Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, there was a lot of rain around, particularly overnight and early this morning, and really windy conditions yesterday. Mm. Right across massive part of the state, actually, from the Gascoyne out through Mount Magnet, Cunderdon out that way, all recorded really strong winds, as well as the west coast. And then the rainfall came, and that coast between Carnarvon and Perth, most places there picked up sort of 30 to 50 millimetres, so really decent rainfall through those areas, and it went quite a way inland, so there'll hopefully be some happy pastoralists up in the Gascoyne, and some of the farmers through northern parts of the wheat belt got sort of 10 to 20 millimetres or more as well. As far as what's going to happen from now on in, we've probably seen the worst of the heavy showers, although there's still some decent cells on the radar still to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly just some showers. There still might be a rumble until about lunchtime through the metro area,
mm-hmm.
And then a general easing in conditions over the next 24 hours or so. But we stay in a southwesterly flow, and this time of year when you have those sorts of winds, we're going to pick up showers on and off really for the next couple of days.
Sure. It's been a bit chilly. On a newsflash, Jenna, it's winter. Will the temperatures be dropping as like we saw last week into, the single digits at night and only reaching, say, like 12 during the day?
Well, the forecast looking ahead, we do start seeing, as it clears up, we'll start seeing the minimums drop back into single figures. It is a pretty cold air mass, yeah, you're right. So top of 18 today and tomorrow, and then just 16 for Wednesday and Thursday as we stay in a pretty cool southerly flow.
Mm-hmm.
Warms up a little ahead of the next system, which is not going to be all that different to this one. Maybe a notch less rainfall and a bit less wind, but that comes through on sort of late Saturday and then into Sunday.
Right.
We'll see the next frontal system move through.
Is this type of storm, the fact that the cell was so large, is that unusual for this time of year?
The unusual bit about this system was that it extended right across the state. So rain, it put rainfall through Karratha and out through Kalgoorlie, and the winds ahead of it were really strong through central parts of the state. So it affected a large area. As far as the effects on the sort of southwest corner where we are,
mm-hmm.
That was fairly typical, I guess, the sort of system we see 4 or 5 times a year.
For sure. Well, duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology, James Ashley, thanks for your time, buddy. You stay warm today.
Thanks, you too.